people who keep company with God. The most important thing needed from those who communicate on God's behalf is that the heart of their communications comes from heaven. Walter Brueggemann, who is an Old Testament scholar and theologian, said it so brilliantly in addressing the pastor's role in the church. He said, "If we are to bring a word from elsewhere, heaven, then we have to live, to some extent, elsewhere, heaven. And I don't think that is very easy given the huge demands and expectations on most pastors." This is a powerful statement, not just for pastors, but teachers, writers, musicians, artists, mothers, business people, and so on. Indeed, anyone who attempts anything that has to do with the kingdom of God should make it their aim to receive from heaven before they release it on earth. As Brueggemann so well said, this is not very easy to do. I have been communicating the word in some form weekly for over 20 years now, and I still struggle a lot with the content of my messages. It is not just the crafting of a message or being biblically sound. Rather, it is hearing his heart and then communicating that as faithfully and as well as I can. I believe the most effective messages I have given are not the well-crafted, well-spoken, or even the ones I had the most anointing as I delivered them. Rather, it was the ones where I had truly touched God's heart and was able to bring a piece of it to earth. Here's what the Apostle Paul had to say about this. "We speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the ages for our glory," 1 Corinthians 2:7. And he goes on to say, "God has revealed them to us through his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God," 1 Corinthians 2:10. John the Baptist brought this out so well. "A man can receive nothing unless it has been given to him from heaven," John 3:27. In the kingdom of heaven, all true blessing, success, and opportunity come from heaven, not how hard you work, pray, study, fast, and so on. It can be said like this: do not seek an achieved word, seek a received word. Any endeavor that has to do with the kingdom will not ultimately work the other way around. If we try to achieve and somehow do succeed without receiving, it is wood, hay, and stubble. When the day of testing comes, and it will surely come, your achievements will go up in smoke. 1 Corinthians 3, 12-15. Jesus told us we would never accomplish anything of significance or lasting value apart from him. John 15:5. How do we live, to some extent, elsewhere, heaven, while we are on earth? Jesus made it clear that this is what he did. He said, "No one has ascended to heaven, but he who came down from heaven, that is, the Son of Man who is in heaven," John 3:13. Note, he said, "the Son of Man who is in heaven," as he stood on earth talking to Nicodemus. It is spiritual, not natural. I believe the highest calling we have on earth is to live in an open heaven and experience communion with Christ like he experienced with the Father as he walked on this earth, John 17:24. The moment we see by revelation that we are already seated with Christ in the heavenly places, Ephesians 2, 5-6, that is the moment we can truly begin to experience the heavenly life on earth. Our physical position may be on earth, but our spiritual position is in heavenly places with Jesus Christ. We are now citizens of heaven, Philippians 3:20, a people prepared to experience and reveal his glory on earth, Romans 9:23. Many blessings. Byron Whicker.